Hi, I'm Jay from ExclusiveMagic.com, and this is my podcast. We're making our way through all the issues of The Jinx. That's a newsletter that lasted from 1934 to 1941. Yeah, so it's even older than I am. This is the podcast where we dig through The Jinx and find out how many of those ideas can be modern, usable magic and mentalism. So let's dive right in with issue number one of The Jinx. Theodore Animan, or Ted Animan, created The Jinx, and in just about every issue he has an editorial. He calls them edit trivia most of the time, with kind of all the news and things like that in the world of magic back in his day. Now, issue number one of The Jinx has an editorial, but it's just about the shortest one of any of the issues. So instead of who's performing in what venues and the general scuttlebutt, this one he's just saying hello. So we can kind of skip past that one. The first real magic article of the series is called Hallucination. It's by Eddie Clever, and the effect demonstrates how people's memories can be unreliable. A deck of cards is shuffled, then the magician turns to one audience member and has them lift up a corner of the top card and remember it. Turning to someone else, they lift up the top corner and remember it. And then a third time with someone else, each person having lifted up the corner and peeked at the card. Straightforward. The magician then openly deals that card onto the table and asks the first person to name the card they saw. The second person does the same thing, but it's a different card. Then the third person names their card, and it's different from the first two. The magician reminds them of what he said earlier about memories being unreliable, and then turns over the card on the table, showing it to be the Joker, which hadn't been seen by any of the helpers. So that's Hallucination, and it wouldn't really have to be changed to bring it up to date. Most people know that eyewitness reports are pretty unreliable, and everybody's seen police lineups in TV and movies, so this presentation is pretty much ready to go. Of course, you could also present it as a hypnosis effect, where you are able to make people see things they really aren't. So as far as the method goes, you can get all the details from the article at jinxnavigator.com. Look for issue number one. But I will say here that no sleight of hand is required, but a gimmicked card is needed. I don't think it's one you can readily buy, but the article does talk you through the steps of making one. Plus, since it's not the days of horse and buggies anymore, you can have them made at someplace like thegamecrafter.com and just throw money at the problem rather than getting down and dirty with arts and crafts. Although some good arts and crafts time sometimes is what you need. In any case, this looks like an effect from the 1930s that could be gold in someone's hands almost 90 years later. I've never seen anybody perform this. If you make it up, let me know how it hits. Next in this issue is the Supreme East Indian Needle Feat by Ted Animan. And it's one we've seen over the years. The performer swallows a bunch of needles, then length the thread. Everything is then regurgitated and the thread is pulled from the mouth with needles strung on it. I know there are a lot of versions of this available, and I suspect that the methods are different than this one. I also suspect they are all much more costly. This one requires that you buy a pack of needles and two spools of white linen thread, and that's it. Now, this isn't the kind of effect I'd ever perform, so I can't rate this method, but it reads as very workable. And since the supplies needed are minimal, if this is up your alley, this kind of effect, I say give it a shot. At your own risk, of course, you are putting real needles in your mouth, after all. Under the heading of Things Never Change, Animan makes a joke about getting the necessary props at Magicdom's largest supply house, Woolworth's. Today we'd say Michael's or Hobby Lobby or Staples if you're a mentalist, but the idea is the same. If you perform a version of this effect, take a look at Animan's version and let me know how they compare. You can use the contact form on jinxnavigator.com to get hold of me. The next effect in issue number one of The Jinx is also by Ted Animan. It's called Two Papers and a Spectator. Now, his title gets points for plain speaking, but no points for creativity. The article says the effect is one of his most treasured secrets, but I cannot lie. I do not like it at all. Okay, so you give someone a slip of paper, have them write down the name of a dead person, because, you know, that's fun. They fold it up and you set it aside and give them another slip and ask them to write a date that's associated with the dead person. Now, you write down the date you're mentally receiving from them, and when checked against the slip, it's correct. Then you concentrate letter by letter and spell out the name of the dead person. Okay, that is classic mentalism. And no, you don't have to ask for the name of a dead person. It could be anyone. It's not the presentation that I dislike. Well, I do dislike the presentation, but it's easy enough to ask for a pet's name or anyone alive, you know. What I really dislike is the method, which you can find explained step by step by step by step by step by step in issue number one of the Jinx at jinxnavigator.com. I think you could get the same effect by using a simple billet switch, and I've linked to the best source for switches in one of the comments under that article. The routine is worth reading, if for nothing else than to give your brain more material to work with when you're coming up with your own stuff. And if you're someone who loves the gimmick that this article talks about, it might be something that floats your boat. The last article in this issue of The Jinx is by Paul Rossini and is The Mystery of the Blackboard. This is a one-man stunt, no confederates or associates needed. One-man stunt where the performer, blindfolded, reproduces drawings and letters written on a blackboard. Of course, since we're into the 2020s, you might want to switch that to a whiteboard, but we'll go with blackboard for now. This is not a full-blown coup de bucks routine, but anybody who's seen videos of him performing has an inkling of just how powerful something like this can be. You're on the stage with a big blackboard, chalk and eraser at hand. You get three people up to help you, and then you move to the front side of the stage area and are blindfolded. First helper writes a three-digit number on the board, the second writes a word that's at least seven letters, and the third draws a geometric shape. The board is erased completely, and you are led, still blindfolded, back to the board. They give you the chalk, and you're able to recreate, with great difficulty and concentration, of course, the things that had been written on the board. So this routine was created 90-some years ago, so you know there are no electronics or remote devices involved. And while there is a secret to the blindfold, it's something you have in your house, guaranteed. What may turn people off from trying this effect is that there's a move during the routine that's really bold. It does have some cover, so you don't have to be afraid of it, but I can see some people reading the method and then flipping on to the next article because it seems scary. I have not performed this exact effect yet, but I performed similar things that kind of share pieces of the method. If you have a large blackboard or whiteboard available, I say be bold and give it a shot. And that's all there was for issue number one of The Jinx, and that's it for this episode of The Jinx Navigator Podcast. To see every article in every issue of The Jinx, go to jinxnavigator.com and sign up. It's completely free. Use the contact form on that site to let me know what you think of the podcast. I'm open to all feedback, whether it makes me smile or cry. I hope you join me again next time when we explore issue number two, starting with The Devil's Four Aces. See you next week.